Euro stablecoins jump 128% to 673.99 tivers as MiCA rules. Byte MiCA compliant Euro stablecoins reached 673.9 matters in combined market cap, a 128% increase over the past year, according to Data Coin Market Cap published on July 7, 2026. The figure covers Euro denominated tokens issued under the European Union's Markets in Crypto Assets framework, and it lands as the last of MiCA's transitional grace periods for exchanges closes across the block. The number is small in absolute terms. Dollar-pegged stablecoins still dominate at roughly $260, and even the largest euro token is a rounding error next to Tether or USDC. The growth rate is the story, a market more than doubling in 12 months, against a backdrop of tighter rather than looser rules, runs counter to the usual assumption that regulation slows an asset class down. Compliance became the entry ticket. MiCA splits stablecoins into two buckets: e-money tokens pegged to a single currency, and asset reference tokens tied to a basket. Euro stablecoins fall in the first bucket, and issuers need authorization as an electronic money institution or credit institution to mint them for EU users. That requirement knocked several non-compliant tokens off European exchange order books through 2026, most visibly USDT, which Revolut is dropping on August 31st with an auto-convert for leftover balances. The clearing out of unlicensed tokens created room. Circle's EURC, Societe Generale's EURCV, and a handful of smaller bank and fintech-issued euro tokens picked up the volume that regulated venues could no longer route through dollar or offshore stablecoins. The 128% figure is what that reshuffling looks like in aggregate. For context on how strictly the deadline is being enforced, OKX has declared itself fully MiCA authorized, and Binance has told affected EU users their assets remain safe as the grace window shut. Licensed Euro stablecoins are the supply these venues can legally offer to European retail users, so their growth tracks the enforcement calendar closely. Still a fraction of the dollar market, the gap with dollar stablecoins remains vast. Even after doubling, 673.99 is about 0.25% of the dollar-pegged supply. Total stablecoin transfer volume hit a record $1.79 trillion in June, and the overwhelming majority of that moved in dollars. Ethereum alone now holds 87% of all stablecoin supply, again mostly denominated in USD. So the euro token market is not challenging dollar dominance. It is filling a narrower need, euro-native settlement, for European users, merchants, and businesses that would rather not carry currency risk on every transaction by holding a dollar token. That use case has a natural ceiling set by how much euro-denominated on-chain activity actually exists, and right now that is modest. The broader crypto tape stayed quiet while this data landed. As of July 7, 2026, Bitcoin traded at $63,901, up 0.5% on the day, and Ether at $1,799, up 0.5%, with the Fear and Greed Index reading 30, or FEAR. The euro stablecoin move is a structural regulatory story, not a price-driven one. The spending angle for European users' euro stablecoins matter for anyone spending crypto inside the eurozone. A card that settles in a euro-pegged token avoids the dollar-to-euro conversion leg that a USDC or USDT balance triggers at the point of sale, which can quietly add to the foreign exchange markup European cardholders pay. Crypto.com moved on exactly this logic when it added EURC as a euro stablecoin base for spenders. A caveat worth stating plainly, the disclosed conversion is rarely the full cost. Even with a euro stablecoin funding a euro purchase, the Visa or MasterCard network spread of roughly 0.5% to 0.9% still applies, and on-chain top-ups carry gas. Holding a MiCA-compliant euro token removes one layer of currency conversion, not every layer of cost. For users across Germany and the wider EU, that single removed layer is still the clearest practical benefit of the licensed euro supply now coming online. Whether the trend holds depends on issuance staying ahead of demand as more banks enter. Societe Generale, Circle, and a growing list of EU credit institutions have live or announced euro tokens, and MiCA's e-money framework gives regulated banks a clear path to mint their own. If that path gets crowded, the next 12 months could push the euro stablecoin market well past one buys without any change in the rules that created it.